This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday said that there was a technical failure after an Israeli strike that local health officials say killed at least 45 Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah late Sunday. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking at the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, Monday, Netanyahu said Israel is investigating the strike. The reports say started a massive fire that also injured dozens. Netanyahu said Israel had evacuated about a million non-involved civilians before what he called a tragic mistake. Israel has seen surging criticism of its war against Hamas, even from its strongest allies. Speaking following a meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Geneva Monday, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell denounced the attack and said the UN's top court order for a ceasefire should be respected.
I condemn this in the stronger terms, and these attacks take place immediately after the International Court of Justice ordered it to stop all military activities in Gaza.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, hundreds marched in Tunis on Monday, condemning the Israeli strike on Rafah, which, according to Gaza authorities, killed 45 Palestinians and wounded dozens. Protesters waved Palestinian flags and chanted slogans as they gathered outside the French embassy in the capital. The attack on the tent camp prompted an outcry from global leaders who urged the implementation of a world court order to halt Israel's assault. A report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Confidential report seen by the Associated Press on Monday says Iran now has 142.1 kilograms, or about 313.2 pounds of uranium, enriched up to 60%, an increase since the previous report in February. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on Ukraine's appeal for air defense systems in its war with Russia.
Volodymyr Zelensky has secured from Spain a pledge of additional air defense missiles to help in its fight against Russia. Zelensky says Russia launches about 3,000 bombs every month at Ukraine in the third year of the war. Ukraine still urgently needs another seven U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia from hitting key targets. Weekend Russian aerial bombs hit a construction supply store and a mall in the city of Kharkiv, causing extensive damage and blazes that had to be battled. There were dozens of casualties and injuries. I'm Norman Hall.
North Korea says its attempt to put another spy satellite into orbit has failed. State media said the rocket carrying the satellite exploded after liftoff Monday evening due to a suspected engine problem. The failed launch came hours after leaders of South Korea, China, and Japan met in Seoul in their first trilateral meeting in more than 4 years. It's highly unusual for North Korea to take provocative action when its major ally, China, is engaged in high-level diplomacy in the region. The Papua New Guinea government said more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive in a landslide in the South Pacific island nation. The disaster struck after the side of a mountain came down early Friday morning when the village was asleep. The settlement is a restive and remote area to the interior of the poor rural nation on the northern east coast of Australia, making search and rescue efforts complicated and hazardous. The scale of the disaster, local feuds, and the lack of heavy equipment are also factors. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on Canadian evacuees heading home after wildfire evacuation orders end.
Residents in the western Canadian city of Fort Nelson, British Columbia, were given permission to return home after more than 4,700 people were evacuated for more than 2 weeks due to wildfires. They were forced to leave their homes on May 10th when strong winds pushed the Parker Lake wildfire within a few miles of the town. The wildfire service says that rain over the weekend helped firefighters and that the 47-square-mile fire was not expected to grow. The blaze has not been extinguished, however, and the service says it expects parts of the fire to continue burning into the fall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A series of powerful storms in the central and southern U.S. over the Memorial Day holiday weekend killed at least 22 people as they left a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. The destructive storms caused deaths in the states of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky, and were just north of an oppressive early season heat wave, setting records from South Texas to Florida. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.